presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second visit to Wolverhampton, the beating heart of the West Midlands. Wolverhampton has won the annual English Heritage Most Beautiful City Award not once, not twice, not three times, obviously. Wolverhampton's first railway station... Wolverhampton's first railway station was at Wednesfield Heath, about a mile from the city centre. It was opened in 1837, but was demolished in 1965. As a mark of respect, all London Midland trains coming into the town still stop there for 20 minutes. Michael Marks and Thomas Spencer founded their first clothing factory in Wolverhampton in 1898 to supply their growing chain of M&S retail shops. When the two men collaborated on the design of a revolutionary new pair of underpants with a loose-seamed fly to rival the traditional Y-front, they soon fell out. Wolverhampton's West Park was designed by the Victorian nurseryman and landscape architect Richard Hartland and opened on the 6th of June 1881. On that day, in 1981, the council celebrated the centenary of West Park with a cheese and wino party. Educated at Wolverhampton Grammar School, Sir David Wright is the former diplomat who served in China and Korea and as British ambassador to Japan. It was his job to host visits by the Duke of Edinburgh, who he managed to prevent saying anything inappropriate. The Duke explained that Sir David convinced him that doing funny foreign voices was no longer poetically correct. In 1967, Enoch Powell, the city's MP, delivered his Rivers of Blood speech that remains one of the most infamous pieces of oratory in modern history. Powell always protested. He was misquoted. What he actually said was, "I am filled with foreboding and dread. I see the streets foaming with much blood, but we've had a lovely day, so now let's toast the bridesmaids." The Wolverhampton Phobia Research Facility pioneered cognitive behavioural therapy. This month's Lancet published details of their treatment of a local man who suffered a severe morbid fear of crowds. The doctor gave him a West Bromwich Albion season ticket. But he's not alone in going somewhere, not expecting a crowd to turn up. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Richard Osmond. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Susan Kalman. And taking her place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words sadness and melancholy. Well, sadness is the condition or quality of being sad, whereas melancholy are the new co-hosts of One Man and His Dog. The meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Susan, you can start.
Grimaldi, a rundown supermarket.
Barry?
Pokemon Go, Randy Scotsman.
Tim?
Dietitian, a rubbish Renaissance painting.
Richard, wide-eyed, a coroner's report.
Primark, the first coat of paint applied by Noah.
Megahertz, extremely painful.
moisturiser. How Yoda asks, have you been crying?
Crapology. Not really saying you're sorry.
Die late. Miss your own funeral.
Motorway. Britain's leading moat removal company.
Lassie Fair, a sheepdog festival.
Culottes, a talkative pigeon.
The teams are now going to sing along with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. Now, these days, rare vinyl commands a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is the recording of Andrew Lloyd Webber's musical about the infamous Argentinian Weight Watcher, Rivita Perón. Samantha will spin the discs, and each of you should sing along to your records until Samantha turns the volume down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a joyless, mechanistic cry for help, both intellectually and spiritually. What do points mean? And this week's prize is the perfect takeaway for the newsreader on the go. It's this Trevor McDonald's Happy Meal. OK, Tim, you're going to start. I'd like you to accompany Wolverhampton's own Kevin Rowland of Dexy's Midnight Runners singing Come On Eileen.
Cried and sang along, and who would blame them? Now you're grown, so grown. Now I must say more than ever. Tu-ra-lu-ra, tu-ra-lu-ra, yeah. And we can sing just like our fathers. Come on, Eileen. I swear, well, he means at this moment. You mean everything with you in that dress. My thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty. Oh, come on. Uncanny.
It's a very difficult one. Thank you, Tim. Can I just say, sometimes laughter sounds like mockery. Okay, you're next, Barry. I'd like you to accompany Louis Armstrong singing Moon River.
Moon River, wide open and and constant style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters, I'm to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after
us to see the world.
Rainbows and
such a lot of wood.
Richard, I'd like you now to accompany R&B singer R. Kelly at singing Ignition.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead and break them off with a little preview of the remix.
Now I'm not trying to be rude, but pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So let me give you that toot toot, let me give you that beep beep. Running a hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. It's like they say on the radio, it's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen, mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing I'm sipping on coke and rum. It's like, so what, I'm drunk, it's the freaking weekend, baby, you're about to have me some fun.
bounce, 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 bounce. Come on.
Richard Osman. I'm a little bit disturbed that you know the words. Finally, Susan, can you please accompany 80s band Heart singing their hit song, Alone? Oh.
I hear the ticking of the clock. I'm lying here, the room's pitch dark. I wonder where you are tonight. No answer on the telephone. And the night goes by so very slow. Oh, I hope that it won't end, though. Alone. Tilda, I always got by on my own. I never really cared until I met you. And now it chills me to the
I feel I owe bagpipes an apology. Well, it's time now for the round called Sound Charades, where each team performs the titles of songs, books and films for their opponents to guess. It's based on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, where the players got laughs by performing in silence. And this version differs in just two ways. The undisputed master of the game was Lionel Blair, whose TV career has sadly waned of late. The 83-year-old veteran did, however, recently appear on the Antiques Roadshow. He went for £6. Tim and Susan, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And here is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Hairspray. Hairspray.
When you're ready, off you go, please, Tim and Susan.
It's a musical, and it's one word, and it goes like this. Guten Abend, Herr Kalman.
Guten Abend, Herr Brooke-Taylor. What a nice meal you have prepared.
Thank you, Herr Coleman. Shall we say grace?
Of course. For what we are about to receive...
May the Lord make us truly grateful.
Amen. Amen.
One word.
One word.
Yeah.
The accent was German-Austrian border.
I'm glad you picked that up. We spent a long time just checking we got the right.
And it wasn't Evita, obviously, no.
No.
So you're having a meal of some sort?
Yes, and yeah, before the meal...
Oh, you're saying grace.
With Herr Kalman.
Yeah.
Hair?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hairspray.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
All right, so your turn, Barry and Richard, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And, once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2.
Film, three words. You see, you turn it inside out, press the front, bend the sleeves, and you finish off with the collars and the cuffs.
That's very impressive, Barry. No creases at all.
Well, I do this for a living.
So do I.
You're ironing.
Oh, all right, yes.
It's three words. A film.
And you're on the
Is
the
Iron
trail.
One of them?
Mm.
Yes.
Maybe.
What's the second word?
Iron two. The film. Two of you.
Yes. Get the right order.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah! All right.
Right, a final title is now being displayed for you, Tim and Susan. And here's the misty voice for listeners.
Trolls. Trolls.
OK, it's a film and it's one word and it goes like this. Hey up, Susan.
Hey up, Tim. Have they come for the lunch?
I am that lass.
What do you fancy then? Tit sandwiches?
No. Not tit sandwiches today. Something different, I think.
All right. Tit wraps?
No, no. Too fancy, love.
Tit subs?
No.
Tit baps?
Nearly. I think I'll have some of those.
Oh, OK. Soft or crusty?
Soft, please, you know me.
Oh, aye, I do. Ta-ra, then.
Ta-ra.
Very racist Yorkshire stuff there, wasn't it? I think I will hand over to my colleague here.
Yeah, well, it's lovely, firstly, and I think the accent was east-west Yorkshire border, is what I was picking up. Yeah. I think it's a film that's currently in the cinemas.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. I think it's Trolls.
OK, well, this next round is called What's the Problem? And deals with life's great questions. For example, if you work at Holland & Barrett, how do you call in sick? So in this round, I'll supply the answers to a number of everyday problems posed by readers. And the team's task is to guess what the original questions might have been. And the first answer that I need the question to is for you, Susan. It's this. Hold an old plastic water bottle over each one and squeeze.
How can I cure my inverted nipples?
Actually, the question, what's a good way to separate egg yolks using a plastic mineral water bottle? Oh. That's how you do it. Tim, this one's for you. This is the answer, what's the question? Take photographs of them on your phone so you don't forget them.
What should you do when you're putting your parents in a home? I hope my sons aren't listening to this.
Is there a good way to ensure I don't misplace those endless letters I get from my children's school? Richard, here's an answer. I'd like the question. Insert a straw into the bottom and push upwards.
How do I get started in show business?
Is there a non-wasteful and mess-free way to remove the green stalks from strawberries? And finally, Barry, here's the answer. What's the question? You'll remove the shell in 20 seconds.
What will happen if I put my tortoise in the microwave? I'm sorry.
In fact, it's what happens if you put a hard-boiled egg into a sealed jar and shake it vigorously. That's right.
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm. All right, here are some for any of you to have a go at, all right? The answer is tie a brightly coloured ribbon at one end.
A woman I fancy at work loves rhythmic gymnastics. How do I let her know I'm interested?
The question is there a good way to ensure I can always recognise my suitcase on an airport baggage carousel? Either that or remember what it bloody well looks like. The answer is stain the bag.
How do you hide in a bag? I hope that's right.
It's actually, you know, the question is there a good way to ensure that my lunchtime sandwich is not stolen? These are just getting me more and more angry. The answer is fill it with thick brown gravy.
How can I make my apple pie memorable?
The question was, is there a good way to liven up the old whoopee cushion trick when I use it on my elderly relatives this Christmas?
Dear. If If Whoopi Goldberg had married Peter Cushing, she'd have been Whoopi Cushing.
This is the answer. Sweat, blood, lipstick and deodorant.
What's the world's worst Earth, Wind and Fire tribute band?
It's actually what stains do lemon juice, hydrogen peroxide, baby wipes and denim remove? This is the answer. Pin it in place with clothes pegs.
How do I get my washing to stay on the line? Have I missed something here?
That's good.
How can I prevent my bin liner from sinking inside the bin when I put rubbish in it?
Oh,
and finally, three or four blows should do the trick. What's the question?
How do I hammer home an innuendo?
How many times should I blow into a balloon in order to unplug the water that's stuck in my ear after swimming?
These people should get a life, shouldn't they?
Okay, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice our in tray has been deluged by a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Mrs. Trellis writes, "Dear sir, am I alone? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." So this week, since we're in Wolverhampton, we'll be playing the Black Country variant. As an experienced actor, I'll be using my Black Country accent. Now, a quick glance at the local guidelines tells us yow may only boffle a player if they're deliberately gooing ruined the reckon. If yow slummock a fower a looped diagonal, you'll have it dark and yow mun travel backwards down all buzz routes. All right a bit. No scragging, no clarting about. Lus one homes a gorpy. Tim, you can start.
Doris Hill.
That's backwards, isn't it?
No.
You can't start there, surely.
He can start where he wants.
Yeah. Hmm. Edgware.
Now you've gone backwards there.
not backwards down a buzz route.
No.
No, he was. I can't let you have Edgware. Sorry, Tim. Sorry, Barry. I said sorry to Tim because that has taken a point off Dollis Hill. I'm surprised you didn't realise that. What was yours, Barry? Sorry, Barry.
Tottenham Court Road.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Chiswick Park.
Turnham Green,
you can have, that's correct. Yes,
that is,
that's permissible.
Moorgate.
Sorry, Tim, no, you can't have that. That belongs in the Miskin.
All right. Okay,
you whammel. Well,
Finchley, no. Green Park.
Green Park.
Mm-hmm. Chiswick Park.
It's a boffle on a buzz route,
yeah.
That one.
And we've been to Chiswick Park before.
Yeah.
We've just done it.
Green Park, you are right to do that, but because it's not a buzz around, I'm not going to allow it.
I'm afraid you just went backwards on a buzz route there, Susan. Yeah. So
I'm afraid not. You lummock. You can't do that. So it's back to Barry.
Barnet.
I'm going to go Pinner.
Yeah. Pinner.
Excellent.
Dalston and Kingsland.
No, I'm sorry, Richard, you can't have that, you stupid bastard. That is an authentic Black Country term because I was called out of the hotel. Picking it up as I go along. So would you like to have another go, please, Richard?
I will, of course I will. Turnpike Lane.
Pimlico.
Bond Street.
Yeah. would say Wood Lane.
Oh. Is someone just fallen out the balcony? Wood Lane from Susan. Oh, controversial.
Well, it's a very neat trap. There's only one thing I can see, and which is Ravenscourt Park.
Mornington Crescent. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Cheesy Film Club. Samantha tells me she's looking forward to meeting a Welsh cheesemaker gentleman friend who's been teaching her the process. Last week he showed her how he separates out his curds, and tonight Samantha's hoping he'll have his way on the kitchen table and put... and put it in carefully. Teams, I'd like you to suggest film titles likely to prove popular with an audience of cheese lovers. You can start this one, Susan.
Full Emmental Jacket.
Barry?
Cheeses of Nazareth.
Tim?
Rocky Fall.
Richard?
Croque Monsieur Dundee.
There's something about dairy.
The ploughman's always rings twice.
The guns of mascarpone.
Rosemary's baby bell.
Bring me the cheddar Alfredo Garcia.
Philadelphia.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the small black plastic bag of time is left hanging on the evergreen of eternity, and the park keeper of penitence badmouths the labradoodle of destiny, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Wolverhampton, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Susan Cowman, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Richard Osman have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. Programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.